Friday morning, and you know who comes in here on Friday.
All your NASCAR news is here. Time now for the Loose Lug Nuts with Clint Wright and Jacob Bassett.
Well, it is time for the Lug Nuts, and Jacob's in here with me. Well, he's on the line. Clint had a little detail to take care of at work, so not going to be able to be here. Hopefully, I can get his picks from him here in just a few moments. But, hey, Jacob, let's talk about NASCAR at Las Vegas, because I got to tell you, there is nothing better in this world when it comes to sports than a franchise like the Braves or whatever, or whether it be any kind of college team winning that championship for the first time. There is nothing better than a first-time winner in NASCAR, isn't there?
Oh, yeah, it's always exciting. It gives you somebody new in the playoffs at the end of the year, too, you know. And happy for the organization that won. You know, the Wood Brothers have been around since NASCAR began. So, hats off to them for getting the win number of 101.
Absolutely. And I'm going to throw this out there, too, as, you know, Josh Berry comes home with his first win. I get the feeling, you tell me how you feel. I get the feeling that this is not the only win we're going to see Josh Berry get for a while.
Yeah, Josh is very talented. You know, when he got his start, he was discovered by Dale Jr. on the local short track circuit. Dale Jr. saw something in him, and hey, it's starting to show now in the Cup Series.
Yeah, I know Kevin Harvick was very glad for him, too, because, you know, he took over that four ride when Harvick was out as his retirement. But I got to tell you, lots of people very happy with that. The Wood Brothers been around racing longer than you and I have been around racing. So, but, hey, good run. Who would you say had good days on Sunday and who had bad luck?
I would say, as an organization, Hendrick Motorsports did. All four cars finished inside the top 10. So, hey, that's not bad when you get four cars in the top 10.
No, that's not. And, of course, Kyle Busch at his home track, not a good day for him.
No, he lost the wheel. And, you know, when you lose a wheel on track, you get penalized. And, you know, he was my pick. And, unfortunately, he didn't get it done.
Well, and of course, what do you think about the standings as they are right now? I know we're early on in the season. Wins for all three manufacturers. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, not only is it wins for all three manufacturers, every winner we've had so far, their last name starts with B. So there's the oddity in NASCAR. You know, sports is a game of oddities. But looking at the standings, the drivers are going to have to step the game up.
Yeah, some people need to get it together and get it together fast. And hopefully, if that name continues with B being the last name with the B, Jacob, maybe Kyle Busch gets there. You know, I heard Mike Joy say something on Sunday that kind of brought back some things. You know, everybody knows him as Rowdy, but do you remember the name that he got when he first come on the scenes?
Wild Thing.
That's right. You think about the movie Major League with Charlie Sheen, Wild Thing. But if Kyle Busch gets that little Wild Thing streak back in him, they all might be looking for another job.
Yeah, he might be looking at a third championship come season's end, too.
Well, we're going to get away to some hit-kicking country. When we come back, we're going to tell you where the NASCAR guys are going to be turning left this week. And we'll do that with Jacob Bassett right after this. You're listening to the Loose Lug Nuts on Kicks 100.3. We're talking with Jacob Bassett, one half of the Loose Lug Nuts. And he's not loose. He's on there tight. And he's ready for this Sunday. How about Homestead, Miami, going down to South Florida? Talk a little bit about that racetrack there, Jacob.
Well, you know, used to, this race was meaningful for the drivers. in the championship four, because it used to be the championship race in NASCAR.
Yep.
Made it a two races per season there. And, you know, this early race, hey, that's a win. If you can get a win, that's a step towards the playoffs in the right direction. It's still a fun race to watch.
It's kind of a flat track, isn't it?
Yeah, and then they reconfigure the turns with that progressive banking. So the higher you go, the higher the banking is.
And how many miles is it?
It's a mile and a half.
That's what I thought. Another one. But it's not anything like Charlotte or Texas Motor Speedway or anything. It's altogether different, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a straight oval. It ain't the quad oval like Charlotte and Texas and all them, and it's not like a tri-oval like Michigan and tracks like that.
Yeah, so are we going 400 or 500 miles this weekend, do you know?
Going 400 this weekend.
So that should be 267 laps, am I not correct?
Yeah.
So 267 laps, and what can we look for this weekend as far as strategy? Is gas an issue? Is it tires? Will tires be the best thing? Or is it track position and you really need to pick a good pit stall?
Track position and a pit stall at this place is a must.
Yeah, and when you're talking about track position, a lot of people don't understand what we're talking about. Will you see some two-tire changes early in the race to under a caution to get that track position?
Yeah, you'll see a lot of two-tire stops.
And, of course, Jacob and I, I'll give you the chance. Throw me out seven or eight names that'll be in the mix, and then we'll come back next segment and get our picks. Throw me out seven or eight names if somebody was a betting person who they need to call Las Vegas with.
I'll give you the 400 cars, Christopher Bell, and Denny Hamlin.
So six.
And maybe Carson Hocevar. Carson Hocevar is starting to look really good as of late.
What about the old lug nut, Joey Logano?
He'll be there too.
I think so too. Well, I tell you what, we're going to step aside from Jacob and go back to some hit-kicking country. When we come back, he's going to let us know his picks. I'll have Clint's picks, and I'll give you who I think is going to win, and that probably doesn't matter to a hill of beans. It is the Loose Lug Nuts, and I've got half of them in here, so I guess we're going to get a penalty because we don't have the other half. But Clint Wright's got work detail going on today, so we're going to have Jacob tell us. First of all, I do have the man's picks, and I'm going to give his race winner first, okay? And
all right.
It was not any of those that you had in those six that you gave. Now, the six that you said would really be strong are the 400 cars, Denny Hamlin, and Christopher Bell, correct?
Yes, and Carson Hocevar.
All right. His winner is Tyler Reddick. Okay.
Okay. Not a bad pick.
Who is your winner there, Jacob?
You know what? I'm going to go with somebody who I haven't picked all year, which is weird because it's my favorite driver, but I think he's due for a win, and he's going to get it done at Homestead. Chase Elliott wins at Homestead.
Chase Elliott, not a bad pick there either. I tell you who I'm going to go with a win with, and I think he's been running well, and I think it's time for him to win. And that's Chase's teammate. I'm going with the 5 car. How about that pick?
That's an easy pick.
Huh?
That's an easy pick right there.
Well, I think he it's time. He hadn't won one yet this year, and I think it's time. First of all, you hit one on the head that Clint took for his long shot. He picked Hocevar as his long shot.
Took my long shot right out of my
mouth. It kind of did with me too, but I'll let the man, since he's not here, to defend himself. So I'm going to give Jacob a second or two to kind of figure out which long shot he wants to have again. So throw another one out there.
We could have a back-to-back winner. I'm going to go with Josh Berry. He's going to ride the momentum and get this win.
I'm going to tell you somebody that I think, tell me if I'm wrong, Jacob, somebody that has run well all year long. I'm going to go with Austin Centric.
I wouldn't be surprised.
So There is our picks and our long shot. What time does the race come on and what channel, Jacob?
2 o'clock Central Time on FS1.
Hey, I don't know how many people will be tuned in with March Madness going on, but I know you and I and Clint will have an eye on the track. Join us next week on the Loose Lug Nuts.